In my experience, that's how it's been, and I think that's why it happens here so much, is there's been a culture of it for a long time. I know I've said 100 times of what John Stinchcomb did for me in my career. You know, I played behind him for 5 years, and, you know, every day it was like I had a personal coach. I mean, every time I came out, it was try this, do this, and yet at the same time, I'm trying to take his job, which is why it doesn't happen very much. I think that having that in a team is what creates kind of a culture of success, because that knowledge you gain by playing is kind of invaluable. And as good as our coaching staff is, there's certain things you only get from experience. So to be able to pass that down, I think, keeps this team competitive, and it's been the culture. And really, it's a testament to Mickey Loomis and Coach Payton and the kind of guys that they've always brought in here. You know, I think everyone loves coming to work because they brought in good guys, and I think guys trying to do the right thing, and really the right thing is to help those guys behind you.
You still work out with John Stinchcomb before you came to training camp, you spent some time there. What's he still teaching you?
I work out in Atlanta and stay with John Stinchcomb. Oh. John refuses to work out. You'll be able to see that when he comes to do the preseason games. He clearly hasn't been in the gym in a long time. I go and stay with John and his family, with his wife and his kids, and I go to where John used to work out is really how I kind of got hooked up there. John doesn't come with me. What John does for me is no longer football. You know, I think John's given me all the knowledge and wisdom of really that he has to give. What he does now is he gets me mentally ready to come to camp. I think that spending that time with his wife and his kids and kind of their style of life out in the country, and it really slows life down. It really calms me down a lot, ready for camp. So he's still giving me stuff. You know, I mean, he's still a huge part of any success that I get. I will always say that John Stinchcomb is probably the biggest reason why I'm still around, and I appreciate him and love him like family, and it's a special relationship that I'm fortunate to have.
Zach, looking at the inside drill 9-on-7, when y'all get in the meeting room, so I know you've only been in a couple of times, but y'all are pretty dominant out there, defense getting gashed a few times. Do y'all get fired up, and they all, how does the relationship with the coach and offensive line bringing down the film when you have that kind of inside drill?
Well, I think, first of all, look, I've been in a lot of inside drills where there's two safeties too. And so, and there are supposed to be safeties, you know what I mean? So sometimes you look at it, like yesterday, for example, you know, we're running the slash game, we're running outside stuff. Some of that stuff, there's supposed to be a fill guy there. There's another guy, you know what I mean? So I think we look at all these periods as a learning experience. Even in gashes, there's probably two guys that probably could have done something better. And look, at the same time, we don't want to get stuffed every play. I know the defense doesn't want to give up a play in spite of the fact they know there's another guy coming outside to fill that gap, you know. So there's good competition there. I tried to give Hicks a high five after that period. He told me no. So, you know, there is definitely competitiveness, and that's part of training camp. And I think that the great teams learn to compete in those situations. And there's a lot of that. And yet, you know, look, we want to have every play be a gash, and it's never going to happen. So there's always something to learn and something to get better at.
Coach touched a little bit on Kyrie Robinson, the difference from last year to this year. What can you tell us a little bit about him? He looks quick out there and decisive.
Yeah, well, look, he was always worked hard. I mean, from the beginning, that's a tough thing to teach. So we already had that with him. I think he's a lot more comfortable with what we're doing. I think that's running backs as a whole, I think, are more comfortable in the scheme and what exactly we're doing. And when you get a player like that that's fast and explosive and can make you change direction and runs really with a nasty streak and knows where he's supposed to go and what he's reading, you know, you're kind of unleashing a lot of potential there. So I think he knows he's got a lot of work to do still, but certainly off on the right foot, and a guy I think we're all excited to block for.
Can this be one of the better rushing attacks in the NFL? Obviously, Drew's going to throw it, but can this be one of the better rushing attacks?
I think we'd like to be one of the most efficient rushing attacks. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I think that you want to play to your strengths. And we have one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the NFL, and we're going to throw the football. But when we get a chance to run it, I know we want five a carry. You know, I know that we want to be able to be efficient. And if you look back at the years that we've been successful, I think that's really where the importance is can you consistently and efficiently pick up yardage? I think we can be as good of a running team as we've ever been here. You know, I don't think that we need to be the 49ers, where we're running the ball 50 times a game, because I think that we have different pieces in place to be effective in the passing game. But I think the mindset in this camp is we have to be a lot more efficient than we've been, and I think we're off to a good start with it.
Peter said something about how he thinks there's more focus on it than ever before, but I almost felt like he could have said that last year. But is there anything noticeably different this year?
Well, I think that Pierre's right. I think last year there was kind of a renewed focus, and yet there was a big change happened last year. And I think going into this year, there's a lot more understanding, a much better consistent understanding, linemen, tight ends, backs, on what exactly it is we're doing. And so there's that same emphasis that we had last year, and that there's a little bit more success early. I think there's a lot more confidence in it right now, and I think guys are really excited. In that part of the practice, I think the mindset in the past, I know for me going in, is, get out of your stance, get in your set, throw your hands. It's all passing game thoughts, because at the end of the day, we're protecting Drew Brees, and it's a very important job. And yet now it seems like the mindset going into practice is much more, being physical, getting your aiming points, driving your back leg, all run game thoughts. And really that's a testament, I think, to Coach Ingles and kind of his focus.
And Zach, with that being said, when you look at the Saints offensive history under Drew Brees and Sean Payton, that when you've been at your best, that's been team won a Super Bowl, the greatest new show on turf, where we had the number 6 rushing attack.
Yep.
So I'm sure y'all are aware of that and realize that, we can pass the ball. But if we're a top 10 rushing attack, we can't help but be successful.
Absolutely. First of all, it takes a ton of pressure not only off Drew, but off of us. It's not easy to throw the ball 55 times a game. I mean, that's not ideal for a lineman. I mean, we want to run the football, and there were times last year, and look, it's our fault. We have no one to blame but ourselves, where you get into a game and you're throwing the ball every play because you're running it and getting nothing, or losing a yard and losing two. So we know the importance and we know the value of it. Certainly, if you look at our history, and most of us do, the good years, the great offenses that we've had here have been able to run the ball efficiently, and so it's really important, and I think we're off to a good start this year.
Zach, how do you take care of your body? I know it's not as humid and hot here as it is, but still you're hitting and you're being physical where you haven't been as physical in recent months. How do you take care of your body specifically during times like this?
I think, first of all, you just got to be smart. I think, Coach Payton and Drew talk a lot about having routines. Spend time in the ice tub. The weight room is extremely important, to keep strong, to stay strong, to keep getting stronger. Cold tubs. We've got all kinds of technology now. We've got Normatec boots that compress the lactic acid out of your legs and, get off your feet, stretch, eat the right food. I know that our nutritionist has done a great job. I mean, the nutrition aspect of our program is worlds ahead of where it was 8-9 years ago. So I think Coach Payton's very aware of it. And it's really a focus of getting your legs back, being smart. You're going to get sore, but at the same time, you can be proactive in keeping your body ahead of the game. And definitely 70 degrees helps.
On that list of things, do you have a favorite or something, something you swear by?
Well, I'll tell you, I live in those Normatec boots. It's basically, you look like you're wearing balloon pants. And it blows them up, and it compresses your legs, and it really just squeezes a lot of the lactic acid out of your legs. The difference I feel before and after is night and day. I do it every day, and it's helped me a lot.